I've been stood on, I've been kicked, got some pretty good scars.
Tamara Wren is the only female bull rider on the Australian professional rodeo circuit. And although the Mount Isa Rodeo is the biggest one in the Southern Hemisphere, this is the first time in 53 years that a woman has entered the ring. The 28-year-old swapped bikini modelling for bulls, and not even a life-threatening injury could stop her from jumping on the back of a beast that weighs roughly the same as a small car.
I've had my knee stood on, but only just chips stood on, like not full weight. I've only ever broke my back in a motorbike accident 8 years ago. I broke my back and that's the only injury bone I've ever broke, and it wasn't from a bull.
Now, breaking your back, obviously living through that, what motivates you to then go and get on a bull?
Well, the reason I'm walking today, the doctors told my parents to prepare for me living in a wheelchair. The reason I'm walking today is you don't tell me I can't do something, and it's adrenaline. I love it.
But she says many cowboys have trouble accepting a woman inside the ring.
I just want to be a rider, a bull rider, like, and I'm hoping that I will be a good thing for other girls that want to give it a go, because it was a very hard thing. You know, I've been trying for 3 years to get into this. I just hope this will help other girls. If you want to ride, you've got to take the pain with it.
This half Dutch, half Indonesian rider might be prepared to maintain her silence, but the blokes have a tougher time doing the same. As we were chatting behind the chutes, one of her fellow riders starts heckling her.
Yeah, good on you, mate. See, that's what I got to put up with. Guys yelling out, take your top off. Okay, so I have boobs and a punani, but seriously, I'm just in my head, I'm one of the boys.
We've just had a guy walk past, obviously, and make that comment. Is that what happens behind the chutes? Is that what happens when you're about to buck a bull? People talk to you like that?
It has happened. One of my first ones, I yelled out some pretty derogatory things and I fell off straight out of the chute, which is also probably because I was pulling my ass to the bull, but I've dealt with that for a long time now.
How do you put that aside and then focus on running one of the scariest animals I've ever seen buck out of a chute?
It's just got to be just strong-minded, you know. At first I couldn't, and I just kept saying to myself, you know, they can say what they want. I'm in control of what I feel.
Even getting someone to train her has been a challenge.
I listen to people and I've got to be careful, because some people will tell me things that, you know, you don't tell a bull rider to make them have a bad ride. The worst thing was when you hold onto that rope, pull your ass to the bull, like pull yourself down on the bull, which is most definitely not what you do, which I've now found out. You fall off as soon as the gate opens when I was holding down.
Oh look, I'm sure she's going to get plenty of help, I guess, like they're all going to get jumped down and give her help.
Steve Hilton is a general manager of the Australian Professional Rodeo Association. He says if she's committed, she'll get the help from fellow riders.
Look, I don't know. It's like any rider. Like if the people sort of show that they really want to do it and they show some commitment to it, they will get a lot of help from all the top riders. And she's be no different.
Tamara was bunked after 5 seconds in the arena, which is to date her best ride.
I'm not saying, you know, females should be able to ride. I'm just saying that if someone is keen enough to ride, willing to take on the injuries that you can sustain from it, they should be allowed, no matter what sex. You know, they got females on the front line of the army now, you know. Pull your head in, guys. On Triple J.